The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Gear, put it on. Here we go again. Thank goodness we can go again. It's a roll call from the Bone Garden. It'll be starting shortly. So stay with us. My name is Stryker Tolo, the man's name is Don Tyler, the show, and of course the artist D, the co-host, who's not named in the show, but is here all the time for this. The roll call will begin shortly with the Bard of Broadcasting and the artist of D. Is the one and only first, I could be the one and only first internet broadcast talk show. So come on in. We've been here. Oh boy, we'll go over the whole thing. As we do constantly, stay with us. Ice cap to ice cap, from Hamlet to city, from Othello and into everybody. Oh, you people should know that by heart by now. Do you find yourself saying it here and there, just in your life, putting it into your life the way that we have over the years have, what have we done? What have we done? I keep forgetting that we're going to start a new decade. This is the ultimate, not penultimate, not, what comes before penultimate? A pen would be five? I don't know. I know this. My name is Frank Atolo. The man's name is the title of the show. And this is the Bone Garden show, the roll call from the Bone Garden, putting together and saying goodbye to people who have not made it into the next decade. In this case, something we've been doing since I don't know when. Maybe the artist D, when the artist D gets here, we'll know exactly. And the artist D has... We'll have facts and figures, and has been a great help to us with this, since the artist became our co-host. And with that, of course, let me say the first thing I want to say here before we get the artist, or it's too late and we have to get the artist anyway. Somehow. Hey, where's my Skype? Get my Skype together. Yeah, right. Oh boy. This Skype thing. I'll just get the artist thing. Does that work? Can we call? Oh my God! That is so loud.
Dust me off. Prop me up.
Can you scatter me?
Bring me out.
Wow, how is this pop? What is going on with the sound here? This is crazy.
What is going on?
Let me get my, there's my voice. Okay, let me hear your voice.
You're hearing my voice live.
Yes, I am, and very well too. How are you? I guess it's time. I was going to say something, and I'm going to say it now before we get to the list. Okay,
it was too late.
Yeah, we welcome the artist D here, but
hi.
And maybe you'll know You'll have history to add to this. I don't know. Because how many years have we been doing this? Do you know?
We are now entering and on our 11th year doing this.
Okay, so we're on our 11th year. That means...
You did it several years.
Yes, and that's why before we get to the list itself, I want to put someone on the top of the list.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I do. I kept making notes of this. How could I forget? Well, because the years go by the way the years go by. But before the Artist D, who's been doing this with me for 11 years? 11 years.
11 years.
All right. The co-host I had before you was someone who started when I started this, well, a little bit after I started the show, a year or some two afterwards, and was one of the people who not just supported this show, also a friend of mine who was in whatever kind of musical career I had, popped up here and there and did a lot of work with me and was a lot of fun. And you still hear him on this show when I do certain pieces of, you know, little pieces of, you'll see it, you'll hear his voice. Mm. He produced a lot of those little things like, you know, the Express, boom, 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 all that stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's the one who says at the end of one of those routine beginnings where he goes, no, the one with the train, I don't know. Anyway, Larry Michalich, who was that person, and I'm using in the past tense, he passed away this year.
Oh.
And I wanted to put him on right on top of the list so that I don't get to the year, you know, I want to.
Well, yeah, he deservedly gets the first mention.
Sure, sure.
Being the first co-host.
And I think, yeah, we did a lot of fun stuff on this.
I remember him.
Yeah. Most people who won't go back there should. A very deep voice and he had a pretty, very good sense of humor, or he never would have been able to do this, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
Yeah, so anyway, Larry, we're still here. We're still here!
We're still here. And thankfully, once again, not on the list.
I think he'd be happy that we're still here, although he'd probably say, why and can't I be there too? But anyway, let's move on. What we've got here is the roll call from the Bone Garden, and you found a fabulous list. Like everything else, you do this fabulously. First of all, tell us, before we get into this list here, what's happening with the Artist D?
Well, the Artist D can now be found almost weekendly on Coffee House with Anne Marie on 4Culture Radio, but we're also on Spotify, so look up Coffee House, or just go to my Twitter, the Artist D.
How the hell you do that?
Oh, it's a thing. It's a process.
Wow.
Another, you gotta submit, you gotta get your blood taken and all that.
Really? Spotify? Yeah.
But it's really fun because this is like the epic, what we've always dreamed, you know. Not only are we, because you can get us on your phone on juicedtalk.com, but Spotify just makes it so much easier for people. So we're there. And then my other show, Private Conversations with the Artist D, every once in a while they happen. I have a private conversation with people around the world, and it's also on Spotify. But you can find it all on juicedtalk.com.
What goes on? Do you have all that traffic on Spotify? What's going on Spotify? There's tons of things going on there, aren't there?
There are. It's a great music listening tool. I enjoy it thoroughly.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I have to do a show on it.
He's very happy that you have the time to listen to enjoy music and just
I'm glad that everyone has the time, that they're alive to listen. Now is the time.
I'm looking for my, I had the list and I had it on a, maybe it's on a bookmark. I suddenly cannot find the list. I know it was in my, and I want to, you know, I want to go, let's see.
This is good news for us.
Well, I'm going to have to go into, you're going to have to start it. I'm going to have to go into my, I thought I put it up here.
You need me to send you something?
Well, either way, I'm going to have to go on to, let's see, is it on here? No, I don't want you to make a thing with my computer. Geez, what's going on here?
It's business as usual.
Yeah, I know. If it's not one, okay, look at this. I don't want this. Not now. Get out of here. Here's what we're going to do. The Artist D will now begin our list. I will pick, I'm going to, while I go to, email.
And find
wait, don't you have the, wait, it was the wand, not the wand. What is the,
Well, the last one that I got was Yes and Number was the subject. And that's where I found the list link.
Oh.
As I scrambled around my box tonight to find the link as well.
Yeah. We're not in any rush tonight, friends. And neither should you be, because we can go as long as we want here. But the wand, the list. What was the name of the site? What's the website?
Oh, the site? It was the wrap.
All right. I'll get this now. I'll get this now by going to that, now that they got their plug. And I'll see. Yeah, and okay, here. If I just go to Entertainment News, the wrap, I'll bet you on this, and if you people want to go along with us, you'll never, it doesn't mean you won't need, the cover, I used to say cover, what is this? Ah, there you go. Oh, you could do it that way too, couldn't you?
Could have done that way.
Yeah, I know. Wait, let me get this here. Now, where is it?
Technology, I swear.
But where'd it go? You just had it. Oh, I gotta go to the, where'd it go? Okay, let me go to this. Okay. I'm gonna, there it comes. This one's coming up. All right. You still there? No, I have you, right?
I'm here.
I don't know. Yeah, it's Skype.
I'm still here.
Yeah, still there. Okay, go. I now have the list. And boy, in 11 years, or in almost 20 years, nothing has changed at all. Right?
No, the decades keep flying by.
Meanwhile, everyone's out there doing their pristine podcasts and all their wonderful little things. And I'm still playing with this stuff like it's 1999. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm playing like 1999. Okay, the artist D is here with us. We're going to begin the roll call from the Bone Garden. Now, remember, these are, well, we'll tell you as we go along, right? Don't remember anything. Just listen. These are the, you started. I talked enough already to begin.
Relax your minds. Sit back.
Yeah, right. Get a drink. Hey, does this start at January?
It's in order. That's why it's such a wonderful list. Laid out for us.
Wait a second. But yes. There are pictures first. Is that, where's the list? Or is
the list are the pictures.
The pictures are the list and it's in order?
It's in order, yes.
I'm amazed. You know,
I should say after, to explain to our audience, after 11 years, a website finally listed out deaths like I had to do manually for 10 years.
What confused me was the first picture and first person who, I know if Tom is listening, and if Tom was thinking about it.
Yeah, he was about to tune in,
yeah. Yeah, that the first person is someone we both knew and met, and someone who almost hired us for a television show.
Really, you knew Joe Stapleton?
What are you talking about, Joe Stapleton? I got the first person here. Oh, look at this. I went a couple of people. I better scroll up. I see. Now I see where this starts. It starts with this guy.
It's with the bald man at the top of the list on January 1st.
Bald Tom, if you're listening, don't worry. No, he. We'll get to him later. Okay, start it off, and we'll move on.
Well, I didn't know Joe Stapleton either. He was a New England broadcaster who appeared in several Oscar-winning films like Spotlight and Mystic River. He died at 55 on January 1st.
I don't know. Now you know what I'm going to do here, right? I am going to address every mistake I see.
Of course. Well, that's not out of the ordinary.
No, it's becoming something that is just there are people who will not sit with me anymore and do anything because I will constantly, and that's not old age. That's the fact that the internet is getting so sloppy and horrible. I don't know if Spotlight, one of the movies that Joe Stapleton was in, I don't know if that won an Oscar. I don't think it did.
I don't either.
And did Mystic River? See?
I don't know.
That's like, right. I'm surprised, and I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. At least they didn't say legendary films.
Oh, you stole my joke because I was going to say, by the way, no one on this list is a legend.
There you go. And yet, we're going to see that word any number of times, I bet you.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. And we could guarantee that probably 95, if not 90% of these people, when they had their obituary, it said they were legendary.
Yeah, I know. Here's something else I'm going to do now. I'm going to keep a special note while we're talking of the age of each person.
Wow.
And then if we have enough time, and we should, Or maybe Tom can help us while he's, if he's just sitting around having a drink or something.
Help us, Tom.
We'll get an average. We'll get the 2019 average death age of someone in the Bone Garden.
Oh, there we go.
Huh?
So, Tom Savino, your homework as we go.
I don't know.
Not
if
only do you have to keep a track of the ages, but how many people?
That's right. There's going to be a lot. Okay. So let's.
Then at the end, you've got to average it out really quick.
If we don't, no, Tom, that's too much work. Don't worry about it. Just enjoy yourself. Here's what we'll do though. If I get it together, I'll post it somewhere on there. So January 1st was him.
Whoa.
You kid, this can't be, really? I'm looking at the second one. I can't believe this.
Oh, well, I was just told on Twitter, because I'm also on Twitter at The Artist D. I'm to let you know that Spotlight won Best Picture.
Spotlight? Did that the one about? No, it didn't. You mean the one about the finding the priests people?
I don't know, but that's what your son Matt Raymond has just told me.
Tell Matt. You know, it wouldn't be that funny if it didn't look like him, you know? He always finds the one. Spotlight was first. Come on. Well, we'll look that up later. I didn't know. I don't know that was first. I don't think so. Okay. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, you know, but they're going to be wrong more than I am. But I'm shocked at this. I mean, and this happens every year, right?
Every year. Because it's so long. It was January 2nd. It's been so long.
I was talking about him a couple of weeks ago with a friend who didn't know that he was playing with the Beach Boys. And of course I spent some time with him and her. I was always spending more time with her is what I wanted. But anyway, who are we talking about? Daryl Dragon. I wonder if Tom knew this. Daryl Dragon died like almost a year ago.
He was the captain of Captain and Tennille, for those who do not know.
Oh, that's right. I didn't say that. He was, okay.
Because you knew the guy.
I'll buy his age, but.
76, yeah.
But I did not, did that not make the news? We usually hear all this junk.
I seem to recall vaguely. Yeah.
Okay.
It was a long time ago, and renal failure, that must have been.
Wow. Well, he didn't say much anyway. He won't be.
He didn't say much.
I did. I spent. Anyway, I don't think he said. I think he said twice, and she couldn't. She wouldn't shut up. So we made a very good pair. I did not know that, and I'm sorry for that. Now
the audience, however, is still on Spotlight. I'm getting.
They're still looking for Spotlight.
Yes. Well, we have to trust them because they have the internet and Google and all sorts of things.
I better put 76 onto the average. Here we go. Now we're going to move on to this guy who looks very familiar, and I'm going to.
Sure.
Oh, Gene Okerlund. Is it Okerlund?
I'd go with that.
I never pronounced his word. The famed. See, now that's good. Say famed. Famed is good.
He was.
The famed WWE. Announcer, how do you pronounce that? Wooey? Who frequently interviewed the likes of. That's a strange, isn't that strange? They're talking about people.
The likes of, those characters. Yeah.
The likes of. So there were other people like Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant at their peak. He was, he was also 76.
A lot of these people, folks would know if they saw them, just like this guy, because he was the, he was an announcer, but I remember him from back in the day.
Well, you know, if you don't know someone's name, do you really know them? You have to see a picture of them?
That's a good question.
Yeah, yeah. Now, here's someone that I said, Tom and I both knew. And I knew he, see, I didn't even hear about Daryl Dragon, but heard about him. And it's funny, of course, in that sense, it's odd. When Bob Einstein is mentioned here, it says the Curb Your Enthusiasm and Arrested Development actor, because they have to cover every generation, right?
Right.
And, he'll be known for those, but he'll be known for a lot of other things. And to this day, not many people know that he's the brother of Albert Brooks and that Albert Brooks' real last name is Einstein, making him Albert Einstein. That's why he changed his name.
Oh, how about that?
Huh? Yeah. See?
I just got it.
Yeah, he changed his name. He didn't want to be a stand-up comedian named Albert Einstein because the last Albert Einstein, the other one was laughed at enough, I guess. Whatever. So another 76? That's a third 76, right?
Yeah, I can say there seems to be a lot less young people. Could be the list. Could be the year. Who knew?
Because
usually I pick it out, like, you know, they're really young, they're all committing suicide. But this year, I haven't seen much of that.
I seem to remember last year we had a lot of very old people dying. Well, I don't know. Maybe
which seems to be what happens to old people.
Well, yeah, but I mean on the list. On the list. Okay, we got it. You know, it's January.
Yeah, as usual, right on track with Verna Bloom, Animal House, and The Last Temptation of Christ actress, January 9th. And she died from complications of dementia. And she was 80.
I don't know her. I mean, where did I saw both of those movies. Where was she? I don't know.
She's got a slightly familiar face, but yeah. I don't think she did anything, you know, in her older ages.
These are probably all going to be current pictures. The most recent pictures, right?
It's possible.
Okay. Well,
that's why I like the list, because I'm a picture person. Normally we don't have a picture to go on.
Well, who doesn't remember? Who wouldn't recognize Mark Ullman if he walked into a store?
Right.
He's our next one. The veteran indie film distributor. He distributed movies and he gets on the list. Is this list going to restrict us from like finding out, you know, who is the famous scientist who invented paper clips or something? He's not there today. Or...
I didn't see many of those, but I did see a good mix.
Okay.
I mean, there were people. There were mixed. Yes. Yeah.
Always
vet our lists. Yeah. For, you know,
Ehrman.
Real people.
Mark Ehrman was 66. And we would know him. See, Paladin Films. I've seen that name here and there. Okay, he was only 66. Is he the youngest so far? Okay, I don't know. Yeah, I have the list. What am I at? No, 55 so far.
I hope someone's keeping track.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Yes, I knew it. Go ahead.
You knew it.
I knew it. I just knew when I saw the face. I went, I don't know if we've ever mentioned this, but I'll bet you. Go ahead.
Carol Channing. The legendary Broadway musical.
Oh, the legendary Broadway.
Well, legendary.
Oh, I told you we were going to see that.
But she was really old. She was 97. So she got up there.
Carol Channing, do you know that Carol Channing replaced Carol Burnett? This is the first time I saw her on television. Carol Channing replaced Carol Burnett on the old Gary Moore show, which was...
Oh.
Yeah, that's where Carol Burnett started. And when her career took off, she left Gary Moore and Durwood Kirby. That was Gary Moore's co-host, Durwood Kirby. and she went on to have her own show and, of course, to do her own stuff. And Carol Channing was the comedian. And then she had to leave because she went to do a new play called Hello, Dolly. On Broadway.
And yeah, she was a nut. I wish I could do a good impression, but I won't even try.
If I'm not mistaken, she married late in life a guy that she knew in high school. And she was married when she died.
Yes, she was.
So she was like, I don't know, she might have been like, let's say she was 90 and she married some guy she knew, like a childhood sweetheart.
Mm.
I don't know if he's alive, but he probably wouldn't be on the list. Right? They wouldn't say... Husband of Carol Chant, no.
You never know.
Do you have a hat like that?
Not anymore.
Oh. the people can't see because this isn't television, but Carol Channing in this picture by Alan Warren, unless they have the name backwards, in which case it's Warren Allen, she's wearing a red flying saucer on her
head. Yes. Yeah, I had one, but I had to send it back to Carol Channing. Okay. They buried her in it.
Okay, there you go. Now, there's 64 vintage photos. Is this young girl dead? Oh, that's a commercial. Of course, it's a
commercial.
Go on.
Lorna Doom. Oh, what a name.
Yeah.
A German bassist and founding member of the seminal Los Angeles-based punk band The Germs. I'm not aware of The Germs.
I'm not either. You know, I recently saw I should talk about that one day. Maybe I saw a documentary about, now I can't remember her name, Candy something. Andy Warhol's, she was in Andy Warhol movies, and she's probably one of the first, outward transsexual. Well, she wasn't, you know, she was in a lot of his movies, and I saw this wonderful, documentary about her. What a groundbreaker, do you know her? Did you ever hear of her? Candy
Darling?
Yeah, Candy Darling, of course. I could lose that.
There's a lot of candies.
Yeah, there are.
But I didn't associate her with him, like, directly.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, well, if you have to see that, I don't know what it's called, but I saw it. And I don't know, I thought of her because there's so much, she did so much, just like this lady did, even though that's got to be a made-up name, right? Like Lorna Doone, instead of Doone, she made a Doom, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Or maybe she was born with that name, and no, she wasn't.
I don't think so, no.
Her real name was Teresa Marie Ryan.
There you go.
Yeah, she changed the whole damn thing.
I'm going to have to find the germs. Boy, anyone can make this list.
Yeah, see? It's a good mix of people you know, you don't know.
January 18th, John Coughlin. Would that be Coughlin or how would you pronounce that?
So, I pronounce it Coughlin.
Okay. John Coughlin was a former champion. When you're a champion, you're always a champion, though, in a certain way. But this guy, they took his championship away from him, said, you're a former champion figure skater. And I've never heard it put like this. Died by suicide?
Oh.
Died by suicide.
Like it hit him.
And listen to this. The news came days after Coughlin was suspended from the sport over a pending grievance. A pending grievance. Doesn't say how he committed suicide, though. When you say suicide, I think they should say suicide by, not by suicide, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Suicide yeah. and, by gun or gunshot.
And yes, explain it, as I'm sure that I've said 11 times at least on this show. They should always tell us exactly how it happened.
Right? Yeah. And in this picture, which people can't see, it looks like he's killing the person he's dancing with.
But instead, he killed himself.
Yeah. Yeah, he just felt bad that she probably looks like her head went right down to the bottom.
He had a lot of sexual misconduct charges against him at the time.
Oh,
and then, you know.
Me Too on Ice. Okay. Go ahead. here's one for you.
Andy Vajna, a Hungarian producer who worked with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone on some of the popular films, Rambo, Total Recall. He died in Budapest, his home.
Okay.
January 20th.
Okay, what did he do? He worked with them?
He worked with. That's what? All we know is he worked with. Did he train them? Did
yeah, what does that mean?
Did he show them styles of fighting?
The poor guy died. He was a producer. You know what this meant. It means he had money in those movies. He's a producer.
Yeah. We remember that last year.
He worked with them. Yeah, he worked with them. He gave money, and he made money off of those movies. Because otherwise they would say, right? He worked with them. He greased his pecs before a scene or something?
Right. And do the producers think that when they give the money, they're like, one day I'll be remembered for this?
They do. Some producers are remembered because they get associated with terrific films. They don't really care about that as much as they care about the checks they can deposit as profit from the movies they invest.
Personally, I'd rather be remembered for greasing Sylvester Stallone's pecs.
Here's someone we know. Well, I know, and I'm sure. I don't know if Ray knows him, but I know Tom knows him. Russell Baker, who was a two-time Pulitzer-winning writer, of course, and longtime host of PBS's Masterpiece Theater. That's PBS now. That's the pretentious broadcasting system. For those of you who don't know. He was 93. He's a satirical and, he wrote satiric pieces. He wrote satire. See, eventually I get to the correct sentence. That's how I just keep going until, you know, it's like a fraction. Get it down to the least common denominator.
Eventually you'll hit it.
And he was 93, which is,
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Go ahead.
Okay. James Frawley, the director of The Muppet Movie and the show The Monkees, died on January 22nd. He was 82.
Now, he was a director of The Monkees. You know, that's like saying, what's his name? Oh, no, I'm not prepared. The comedian. Tom, help me out on this. The guy who went, get out of here, get off of here. I forgot. That's like saying that anyone who directs a couple of episodes is the director. He was right. He directed such shows as The Monkees. And, I let you do this one because for some reason I looked at him and I went, this is a guy you'd know.
I don't.
Yeah. I know. It's like, you'd know him one way or another. James Frawley. I wonder if he was, in the Frawley family, of TV people, like William Frawley. I wonder if William Frawley was his father or wouldn't be his father. It would be his
fantastically round spectacles. He looks like a very interesting person.
You know this next guy? Oh, whoa. We gotta
I don't know him either.
Oh, we got to put a real young age on this. I don't like that. That's
no, and do too either. Kevin Barnett, a comic and co-creator of, is that Rel or Ray? Ray, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's
Rel. Rel. Little Rel, Howardy-led sitcom. I don't know what that means. It's another language. Died January 22nd due to a hemorrhage.
I don't
need to hear that.
No, I know young people.
At 32. Yeah.
I know younger people than that who died of hemorrhages.
Yeah, it just happens, yeah.
But I don't, I'm sorry to say, I mean, he's in this particular website and Lord knows where else, but he's here because you're not going to hear from this guy. He didn't say anything. I mean, nobody said anything about him, huh?
Not that I'm aware. I don't know him, but you know, comics, I don't know too many, but I know they're out there.
Okay. Michelle Legrand, it did win an Oscar for, did he write two? No. He won an Oscar for Best Song, for The Connection is a Connection. I was talking about this the other day. Oh, I was talking about it, I think 2 weeks ago with, my son when he was on the show. We were talking about, the guy whose name the guy who was in that movie, Steve McQueen. We were talking about Steve McQueen and wondering why, what The Windmills of Your Mind had to do with the movie. That he was in, what was the name of that movie again? The big car chase and they robbed the bank. They remade it with Pierce Brosnan and someone else. You know, you've seen that movie.
The Pierce Brosnan.
What's her name is in it? Was in the original, the Clyde lady, the Bonnie and Clyde lady. Something Connection, not The French Connection. Who the heck was the name of that thing? Yeah. Oh, well. Anyway, Michelle Legrand, of course, wrote many, many songs. But a couple of them were Oscars, and scores were Oscars. He was 86.
The Thomas Crown Affair?
Yes. Thank you very much. Thomas Crown Affair was, The Windmills of Your Mind. And much loved and hated songs. It's one of the songs that people either love or hate, at least in
Yes, and film scores of Yentl, that one.
In my experience. Yentl. I couldn't get through the movie. I don't know about you.
No, I can't.
I didn't buy it for a second.
No.
Oh, okay. This is a guy who I always talk about, and I did not know he's dead. I did not know this guy was dead, because I always said to myself, if I had to have a voice, a real singing voice, it would be a voice like James Ingram. He died January 29th. He was 66. What a voice. I don't even care what he sings. He had such an unbelievable voice. He should have done way more than he did. And he should have, a lot more people should know that I'm saying his name, and they should know, like, who? James Ingram is dead.
Go Brain. Look him up. Listen to his voice.
Yes, you should. He did, he most notably is in that cartoon thing with Someone Out There, the one he did with Linda Ronstadt. You must have heard that. Somewhere Out There. It's about mice or something. It's one of those, you know, the Disney thing. So they find these absolutely terrific songs once in a while and they give it to, you gotta remember When You Wish Upon a Star was sung by a cartoon cricket. You gotta remember the, somehow. Yeah. Crickets wish upon a star. Disney, he was a Nazi. He
got practically an entire episode of Cthulhu Chronicles, didn't he?
Yes, I did. No, I think I did on Peter Pan.
I just recall a lot about the cricket.
Okay, anyway. All right, we're going to get out of January shortly.
We're on January 30th with Louisa Moritz. And she was the One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest actress. One of the numerous women who accused comedian Bill Cosby of sexual misconduct.
She was 72. I don't remember her in that movie, but I'm going to bring this up here for a second in case anybody did not see Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night Live. The thing that I'll always remember about that, and it fits into this because we talk about time passing. He said if you'd have told, he hadn't been on in, 30, 35 years, okay, he hadn't been on Saturday Night Live. And he said, if you'd have told me 30 years ago that Eddie Murphy, was going to be a father. He has 10 kids, 10.
Oh, wow.
He said if I was going to be a father, of a homebody father, and really quiet, private man, and Bill Cosby was going to be in jail, he said, I would have taken that bet. So you see, you got to watch it. You can get away from it. But Louisa Moritz, I don't know, I'd have to see the movie again. I wrote that. She was 72, and she's gone. Oh, I'm scared all of a sudden. Who is this?
So apparently Neil James, the banjo man on Animal Planet's Call of the Wild Man, he died in Kentucky on February 1st at the age of 55.
Nothing.
It was actually some natural causes kind of issue. He had, a health issue.
Okay.
Because I do, I run through, and that's my process. I look up certain people that are too young to die.
Yeah.
And then I hope to find a story, but no, this guy had no story, but I thought he might have. But it was just a long battle of an illness.
That's why you're the best co-host for this show. Because you do something.
Yeah.
you take time out, and you take time out of your Spotify listening.
I put Spotify on pause, and I do research for this show for 11 years.
I know. I think you should do, this show you'll do it every other week. Here's the Cthulhu Chronicles. Tonight, hey, co-host. I've only ever had one co-host. One replacement ever in that many years. Let's move on to February. February. Julie Adams, the actress known for playing. Oh, that's her.
Wow,
that's her name. The Lady and the Creature from the Black Lagoon, on the first one. It was a trilogy, of course, but the original movie, and they're remaking this, by the way.
Oh, no.
They're remaking the old classics as opposed to the new classics. Julie Adams, she played the damsel in distress in the 1954 monster movie, The Creature from the Black Lagoon. She was 92. Now, this movie was shot in 3D. It was one of the first movies shot in 3D. And I did not look that up. I'm going with things I know already.
Hey. Oh, that's good.
It gave me so much more time to do other things. It was good.
See what happens when you just know things? You don't have to take time to look them up.
And also the age comes on there. You people can't see this picture, but if you look her up on Google Images or something, you'll find her. Okay. She was 92. Boom. Go on.
Christoph St. John, an actor who played character Neil Winters on a CBS daytime soap opera, The Young and the Restless. Hmm. He died February 3rd. He was 52.
Ooh.
And I looked up his death, and it was ruled accidental with the cause listed as hypertrophic heart failure. So I don't know how one leads to an accidental, but okay.
Hyper what? We need to look up that word. Hyper what?
Hypertrophic.
Hypertrophic.
Yes.
Let's see if it's even in my 1960 Webster's dictionary. Why don't you? Okay.
Oh, and he had
do the final, next oh, one.
He had final words and everything.
Really?
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Do I'll the next one while later. Hyper. Hypertrophic.
Hypertrophic. T-R-O-P-H-I-K-C. But the Frank does that. On February 8th, Albert Finney, a British Oscar-nominated actor who starred in Tom Jones, Eric Brockovich, and Bourne.
He was also in, he was also the old man with the beard who helped raise the character James Bond in Skyfall. So there. Huh?
Ready? Oh.
Yeah, you ever see Scott? You've seen it, right?
Yes, that's one of my favorites.
Well, it's him. It's Albert Finney, babes.
Wow, there's the connection.
See, that's because I know. Hydro, L-M-O-P. Hydro what?
Hyper.
Oh, hyper. Oh, hyper. Hyper.
Yes. Like we are. Hyper.
Are we really? D-E-F, hydro, hyper. D-P, hyper.
Trophic.
Okay, I'm going to the T's. Here we go. Hyper, physical, hyper, hyphen. Hyperotosis. Hypersthene. Hypertrophy.
Trophic.
Yeah, hypertrophic. Here, yes, it's part of a hypertrophy, which is what you win if you're as hyper. Okay, no. Hypertrophy. Morbid in, oh, listen to this. Wow. Morbid increase in size of an organ.
Oh, ow.
Or part due to excessive nutrition. Excessive nutrition.
Well, if that's any reason not to be nutritious.
And the body's going, hey, you're way too healthy to be alive now. We're shutting down.
Everything's too big now. We're done.
I should have stopped at this. Morbid increase in size of an organ?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Period. Period. End of story. Right. Morbid? That's all we need to know.
Can it ever be too big to be morbid? Okay. Anyway, now we know that. Wow, that is, that's really strange. I'll bet you Albert Finney didn't even know that. I better write him down. 82 onto the, thing. Oh, if I just look at his face, I don't know him, but I see it's Ron Miller. Yeah, here we were talking about Disney, right? He's the former president and CEO or CO of the Walt Disney Company. And he's the son-in-law of Walt Disney. Oh, what a coincidence.
Right. No nepotism there whatsoever.
He was 85 and he is not frozen. He is not. They did not freeze him so that he could come back. This is a somewhere, somewhere. I'm going to go ahead. You go on.
Jan Michael Vincent, an actor who starred in the TV series Airwolf. And movies like The Mechanic, yeah, died February 10th at the age of 74. He had a cardiac arrest.
He was in that movie about a girl who got beaten to death, wasn't? Remember that movie? What a weird movie. That's where
the name is very familiar.
Him?
You don't? Jan Michael Vincent. Oh, yeah. I mean, well, and I've seen him in a lot of stuff.
I remember him in that movie because they were really pushing him as being the next big superstar, this guy. And I forgot the name of the movie. I don't know. It was about some girl who got raped or I don't know. It was a controversial film for the time. And then he disappeared. A lot of those people they push just don't make it. Not like Pedro Morales. The WWE announced. Oh, it's the beginning of a sentence. They don't do that. Announced February 12th. That at 76, that's a spirit. He was the first ever Triple Crown champion. So he raced faster than horses. What does that mean? Really, it doesn't. I didn't know there was a. What is it? What's a Triple Crown of wrestling?
I'm not a WWE person.
Wow.
And since you're not either, and you're a horse person, you immediately went to horses.
And they have it in. They only have it in quotation marks, like it's.
Crown champion.
Wow. Sorry, he was a wrestler. He was a fake. So let's move on anyway, right?
Good night, yeah, Pedro. Yeah. Yes. Bruno Ganz, a Swiss actor who worked on a range from Wings of Desire to the much memed, Downfall.
That's brand new, huh?
Oh,
you know?
Oh, he was Hitler. He played Hitler in Downfall, the German spoken Downfall movie. And the meme, you know, where, you just got to know it.
Yeah, okay. He's carrying something in his hand in this picture, like he won it.
And he's gotta get Frank pictures every year now.
And it's big. And he's carrying it. We don't know we've never seen this award or whatever, but the way he's standing, it's like, so what the fuck is this? Right?
That could be what he's saying. And it would be what the Hitler meme would be saying.
Hitler meme. Wow, what a way to go here. Karl Lagerfeld, who certainly, even at the age of whatever the age in his 80s here, looks quite androgynous.
Always fabulous and vampiric.
Doesn't he look like an older woman?
Oh, sure. You would have no idea.
Oh, of course. He's not a legendary fashion designer, or else we would have stories, but I'm not going into that. He is a famous fashion designer who served as longtime creative director of major brands such as Chanel and, is that Fendi?
That's Fendi.
Not the guitars. It's probably a thing. Chanel, he died on, he was 85. One thing that everybody said at his wake was he smelled wonderful.
It's true. Always. Unlike Stanley Donen, who did not smell lovely, or maybe he did, director of classical music films like On the Town and Singin' in the Rain, died February 23rd, 94.
I think it's Donen. I think he pronounces it Donen. On the Town, Frank Sinatra, Gene Kelly, Singin' in the Rain, of course, Gene Kelly and Donald O'Connor. And one of the first appearances of, what's her name? Debbie Reynolds.
Oh.
Yeah. Stanley Donen. Yeah. Okay. He was 90. I'll get right down 94.
94.
I wrote down, did I write down,
glad you're keeping track.
Yeah, I am.
Did you get Carl at 85?
No, I better get Carl. I got him. 85. Okay. They're out of order, but that doesn't matter. It's just math. Right. We're still in February here, and here's I know her. Ooh. Catherine Helmand.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. She was in sitcom. She was in Soap. And Who's the Boss? Who was she? The boss's mother?
She was the mother the woman, not the boss.
Yeah. Whoever the woman. See, we don't remember her at all.
Oh, I remember. Right. Well, she's in a bunch of other stuff, but Judith Light was the mother.
Okay, good.
This was Judith Light's mother, I think. Mona.
She was in Brazil, the Terry Gilliam movie, huh? I didn't know that. Okay, sorry, gal. You know, but we're here. I mean, we're doing this. No one else is doing it. So don't, you know, let me do this caveat again. We are not making fun of anyone who died, okay? And those of you who are listening to the roll call from the Bone Gun for the first time should know that. We are celebrating these people. We're telling you things they don't tell you on TCM when they just play some music and go, remembrance, and they show you a piece of film from whoever it was there. We go deeply into it. We can't make it. If we can make it, and the artist D will tell you this, if we could make it to every one of the wakes of these people, wouldn't we be there?
We'd be there.
So
there.
And we're sorry if we tell you that some of your favorite people have died, like Beverly Owen.
Yes, she was the actress who played the original Marilyn Munster on the iconic sitcom The Munsters in the 60s.
Now, it's okay to say iconic. That's different.
It's okay.
Something can be iconic.
You know, I actually corrected myself the other day. I accidentally said legendary.
Whoa.
And I stopped and I said, well, iconic. And then I thought, I wonder if Frank would be okay with iconic.
Good, I'm okay with that.
I thought you would.
Yeah. Just don't say legendary because, you know, then you have to.
Yeah, no, it's hard.
We've been through that.
You got to go back, listen to the show again.
Yeah, that was I forgot her name. Carol something, right? I had a legend. Yeah.
You did. It was a great legend.
Hold on. Who's this? Because this lovely lady has died. 44?
44.
Wait, I don't know her. But she looks so much like so many TV girls. What happened to her? She was in CSI? What's the difference? CSI. What is it? CSI and what's the other one? The Law and Order?
SUV? SVU.
Yeah, right. I know. It's like, right. LSD, crime scene investigation. I don't know.
She died. This young lady died of chronic alcoholism.
You're kidding.
I'm not.
Wow. At 40, you gotta, you know, you think about guys like John Barrymore. I mean, they were drinking gallons.
Of course it was mixed with. I was always mixed with something. She had a benzodiazepine abuse as well.
Oh, yeah, liquor and pills.
Because she had a brain injury, so she was taking that, and she was drinking, and all things went wrong.
You know, I think it's horrible, and I admit when I have horrible thoughts to people and to people on the show. I mean, anyone listening. But I think it's horrible when, you know, you see, I stopped and went, look at, oh, this gorgeous young lady, right?
Right.
But, you know, if she was not, I wouldn't say, oh, I mean, in other words, I would give this lady greater pathos.
Oh, no.
It's horrible. That's a horrible thing, but
it
I know.
Horrible.
I know, because this is the way they put it into my head, you know, beautiful is beautiful.
Right. So you were trained.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, but at least I know. So I see her, and then I hear all these horrible things about her, and you know there's somebody who's three times her size, who's living a wonderful life, right? And is gonna live to be 99. And then, but if that person died at 89, I'd go, yeah, it's too bad. Mm-hmm. Well, it's horrible. I'm a horrible person. The horrible parts of me.
Shining through on this very broadcast.
Well, I just, you know, I'm real, and you're real too, everybody out there. You know, it's just that they're not all telling us what goes on. I'm Frank Atobo, a man whose name adorns the title of the show. And when the show is the roll call from the Bone Garden, it's done the last Thursday of every year. The artist D is with me and helping me get through this, because I wouldn't get through February, if you think about it, right? Alone?
Sure.
It's true. I got 3 hours
Each
now.
Each one of these would get their own show.
Exactly. Go on.
Mark Hollis, lead singer of the 80s rock band Talk Talk, died February 26th at the age of 64.
You know, I remember the song Talk Talk by the same by that group. They used to wear one black glove. Mm. Oh, I can't remember their names, but I don't know a rock band called. I don't know. And how?
And how?
Mark Hollis dying. Here's Mark Hollis from Talk Talk. The band named after a song? I don't know. I'm sorry.
Just wanted to write down and look up.
Yeah. Okay. Mark Hollis, February. Do I know her? Geraldine Sanders, or Saunders, which is the creator of the iconic. See, they didn't want to use it all this. Once they knew I was okay, you think they go back and edit the other ones?
Yeah.
She was in every Love Boat episode? Is that it?
No, she created the Love Boat.
She created the song? No, the series.
Oh, the series, yeah.
What a brainstorm.
That's right. Amazing. Iconic.
She lived a long life. Ah, now here's a very interesting person in the history of now. Because Andre Previn, see, it doesn't say it anywhere here. The German-American Oscar-winning musician, Andre Previn, he made movies and did a lot of music. He was 89 when he died. Now, why is he involved with now history? I'll tell you why.
Because he
was married to the woman who was with Woody Allen when Woody Allen was accused of not being a wonderful guy.
Oh.
What's her name? Rosemary's Baby lady.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
yeah, I know. Is that stupid? I just saw Ray watched Rosemary's Baby for the first time, and he didn't know either. He was like, you know, that was Frank Sinatra's wife.
Freaking because of the I know her son. Her son.
Okay,
is that
I got his
guy.
Rowan Chadsworth.
You got the right.
Rowan, I know his first name. Pharaoh.
Yes.
Not the Egyptian kind.
Oh, for crying out. Oh,
Marie. and we do broadcasting. Okay, we're the broadcasters. This Andre Previn was married to her for a while, and she had real kids with, not real kids, not adopted ones. They're not real, are they? The kid's like an AI, right?
He created children with her, creations of theirs.
Yeah. And he looks very old in this one, and he went to 89. So he was a lot. So I wonder if he went over and saw the kids. I guess Woody knew him. I don't know. Sorry, Andre's gone.
He is gone. And Andrew Behrens is gone, a documentary filmmaker who worked as a cameraman on the Oscar-winning doc Free Solo.
I don't know that.
March 3rd, 46. He died he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, so he killed himself.
Whoa. And you know what? I don't think his Parkinson's disease was bad enough if he could kill himself with Parkinson's disease.
Well, yeah.
Right?
That's kind of why he did it.
It'll be a horrible, funny film of somebody with Parkinson's disease trying to kill themselves. Not easy at all, would it be?
Wow.
Never thought of that, did you? Oh, there you go.
I'm getting, such a mental picture right now.
I know, you know, if you don't think bad things along the way, even think of them, you don't have to always say them, and I don't always say them. But if you don't, then, you may never get good thoughts, too, either.
Or you'll keep them bottled up, and they'll suffocate the good thoughts.
Right.
So let the bad thoughts out.
They have to live together.
Take them for a walk.
Exactly. They'll live together. Acknowledge them. Then, you know, how come they don't say documentarian? You know, making up words all over the place.
A bit more prestigious,
They should make a word, documentarian. Hey, we're in February, and we're not going to break for anything.
Well, we're in March.
Hey. Oh, we're in March? Oh, yeah. Okay, let's move on. I know this guy. Oh, yeah, this guy. Right.
Yeah, Keith Flint, lead singer of the pioneering 90s British electronica band The Prodigy.
Oh, I skipped one. I'm sorry. I don't know this guy.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I know Ken Flint. I don't know him, but I got his age.
He died of, March 4th, 49. He also, he
found
did kill
him. Dead.
Yeah.
Okay, found dead.
He hung himself.
He hanged himself.
He hanged himself.
Although I think they're accepting hung now because it was a slang.
Well, I'm not.
He hanged himself. Did you know The Prodigy?
I do know The Prodigy, okay. Firestarter. That's like the 90s. That was back in the days where we smoked marijuana and wore ponchos.
And did you wear your hair like this? Because that is the oddest looking thing I've ever.
No, I never got
just,
that.
That's far. Just stupid. Anyway, he was found dead by living people. This is the guy I remember from.
Usually, who finds people?
I only know this guy. I never really saw him act. Luke Perry died at 52 this year in March. He just had a stroke at 52.
Yeah,
well,
52.
That. Yeah, that happened. Probably ran in his family.
It happens in the 50s. Yeah.
Now, here's a guy who, if he didn't die of a stroke, I'd want
to
know.
Of those bad thoughts, taking a walk.
King Kong Bundy. Probably not his given name in a hospital. Now, what are the Bundys calling there? See, I always do the same voice, right? He's a blue-collar worker, this doctor. Hey, what are the Bundy parents? You know what they call their kid? And this is the kind of name that, Frank Zappa would give a kid.
True.
King Kong Bundy was a wrestling... not a legend. A wrestling famous wrestler whose real name was Christopher Allen Pallies. He was 61. Christopher Allen Pallies? King
I
Kong.
Can hear it now. Everybody around him. Hey, Pally.
He's huge. This guy. I didn't know him. I wasn't doing watching Legends or wrestling. It doesn't say when though. He's not from the classic days, the glory days of wrestling. He must be new. Well, he's old
didn't win
now.
A triple crown or anything either.
New? No, he didn't win a triple crown. Go ahead.
Sidney Sheinberg. Longtime president and chief operating officer of MCA and Universal Studios. He was also credited, discovering and nurturing the career of Steven Spielberg.
He was 84. Now, let me get this straight. Sheinberg and Spielberg, the Bergs, Sheinberg and Spielberg. Who is Sheinberg, Spielberg?
Perhaps that's how they got together, and they were like, hey, we could be something. We could be the Bergs.
The odd thing is, when I saw the picture, I thought it might be his dad.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't. And he was 84. Oh, there's a picture. There's a picture. They didn't do an old picture of this next guy, fellow, Jed Allen. Allen? You know him? You've watched these things, haven't you?
I looked at this. I don't think I know him, knew him. He was on Days of Our Lives, but it must have been like farther back. Or maybe it could be one of those pictures. They're too young.
Yeah.
Maybe by the time I knew him, he was a little older. But I guess he was also on Santa Barbara and Beverly Hills 90210.
Days of Our Lives. Remember how they used to say it?
Like sands through the hours.
Oh, past. Yeah, right. There you go. Okay, the fellow with the pillow on his head is Richard Erdman.
I take great offense to this description.
Really? Go ahead, Dan, you do it.
Well, because clearly he did something all his life, but yet here he is, and he gets to be remembered as known by millennials for his work on Community. As Greendale's smart alecky Leonard Rodriguez. But I'm sure that he has this full acting career, maybe. And but, it's got to be what the millennials remember.
Because this wasn't even a – was that a long series or something? I don't know. I've heard of it.
Community was a long running. It may still even be on.
Wow.
It's one of those that was just on forever.
Yeah. Well, some people start very late in life doing careers. Like, he's 93.
It could. Boom. But if that was all he did, then that's what they should have just said.
Jim Ramen, or Ramen, he's not the guy who invented the noodles.
No, unfortunately.
Oh, here's one of those things that really drives me nuts, too. You ready for this?
Yeah.
They list his name as Dr. James Jim, in quotes, Ramen. Dr. James Jim, so like if we called him Jim, we wouldn't even surmise that his name was James. We have to put it, hey, his nickname is Jim. You can call him Jim, But I don't understand so much. He was an orthodontist.
But yet not what he was famous for.
Oh, why? What was he famous for?
Apparently he was on The Amazing Race.
Yes.
CBS.
Oh, right, yeah.
Season 25. They got 25 seasons out of that crap?
Are we going to have every person who was a contestant that died on these roll
that
calls?
Often, we've seen them throughout the years.
Okay.
YouTubers and reality TV stars, but he died, I don't know what he died of. I'm sure I looked it up and it must not have been interesting. Or no, they don't know what he died of. It was private.
I know some people who watch the show died of boredom.
That's for sure.
Let's do a flash round. I mean, what is it called? What would it be? Lightning round. Let's do a lightning round. Get out of March. What do you say?
Okay. I say yes.
Okay. Start.
Michael Lynn, Hollywood producer, helped transform New Line Cinema into a powerhouse. Executive produced Lord of the Rings. Died March 21st, 77 years old.
Agnès Varda, the pioneering French film director who emerged in the New Wave movement of the 1960s and continued to direct influential work, including 2017's Oscar-nominated documentary Faces Places, which no one saw. She died Thursday at 90. It's a blessing just to be nominated. Go on.
Shane Rimmer, Canadian actor known for his leading voice role as a pilot on the series Thunderbird, appeared in multiple James Bond movies as well, died March 29th at the age of 89.
Thunderbirds is one of those puppet shows.
Yes.
Remember? Yeah, supercar, puppet shows. Nipsey Hussle. This is, I didn't know there was a guy, a rapper? He's got to be a rapper. Yes, of course, because he I didn't know this guy existed. Here's a good name for you. Nipsey Russell. Nipsey Russell was a famous comedian, black comedian. This guy called himself Nipsey Hussle. He was nominated for a Grammy. He's a rapper. He appeared in Bone Thugs and Harmony's semi-autographical film, I Tried. He was 33. Rappers die young. I mean, even when they're not shot.
And he was shot 10 times.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was wrong. I meant that because I didn't know. Okay, my lightning round. Moving on now.
Tanya Mallett? What a name. Ooh. Actress who played Tilly Masterson in the 1964 James Bond movie Goldfinger.
Yeah, she's the one who got shot. And yeah, she was, oh, that was Mallett or Malay? We don't know. Here's another James Bond thing right after her. Nadja Reagan. Oh my goodness. The actress who starred in two James Bond films opposite Sean Connery at 87. She's that Mexican girl in the beginning of Goldfinger. Yes. Wow, everybody's getting on this list. Good. I mean, it's good that they get on, you know? Go.
It is. It's good to have you on the list.
We're in April now. We did it. Go ahead.
Yes, we did. Seymour Cassell, Academy Award-nominated actor who regularly collaborated with Wes Anderson and John Cassavetes, died Sunday, April 7th at the age of 84.
This guy doesn't look like anyone John Cassavetes would know, but what can I say about that? Charles Van Doren, we know him. Charles Van Doren, this was a guy, have you ever seen the movie Quiz Show?
Yes, you gotta look this up if you don't.
Charles Van Doren was this is how he gets on the list, okay? The disgraced 50s era quiz show contestant, okay? They had to put 50s because of all the other disgraced contestants there were through the decades. He was found to have received the answers in advance. He died. He was 93. That's a good movie.
Do you remember the quiz show?
The real quiz show was the $64,000 question. That was the real one, not the one on, they made up the name of the one on the show, right?
Really? When I looked it up, it said it was a show called 21.
Maybe they were right and I was wrong. I thought it was a $64,000 question, but you know, like they were different, these games, right?
Like it matters.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
He's dead.
He's disgraced, not just dead. A double D for him. Sony Methu, a Kenyan journalist, the former host of CNN show Inside Africa. She was only 34. I hope she didn't get it by one of those tiger killers or whatever those.
She collapsed suddenly after complaining of stomach pains.
Probably a stomach aneurysm, which of course, which took, of course, the guy from Three's Company. See, her name didn't get away. What was his name? Ritter.
Which guy?
Ritter. Ritter.
Oh, Ritter. Okay.
The son, who was the son of Tex Ritter, who was a famous cowboy singer. Okay, B.B. Anderson. I know B.B. Anderson for reasons I'm not even going to tell you. The Swedish. Oh. Yeah. She was 83. She was in The Seventh Seal, which is certainly one of Ingmar Bergman's most famous movies. The one where the soldier coming back from war plays chess with death. Mm. One of the more famous scenes of all. Sorry, you just have to watch it. If it's not dubbed, you have to watch it and read the things. B.B. Anderson was in a bunch of his other films. Now, I'm just telling you that she's the sweetest actress from the 50s and 60s, and that's all I'm going to tell you.
She looks really sweet.
She was more than sweet. Let's move on.
Georgia Engel, actress who starred as Georgette Franklin on the Mary Tyler Moore Show between 72 and 77, April 12th at the age of 70.
I thought she was dead, to be honest with you. But
But
why should I? Because I'm being honest and doing everything else. Do this because you'd probably know this guy.
Maybe I do. Bradley Welsh, the former boxer who made his acting debut in 2017 in Danny Boyle's T2 Trainspotting. April 17th, he was 42. I don't know him.
Oh, I thought Trainspotting seemed like something from that.
It is, and I've never seen it.
Okay. All right, then we go to Chet Kopac, the Chicago-based sports broadcaster, locally known as the Godfather of Sports. I am the Godfather of Internet Radio. Yet we never had one Godfather convention for all the topics. Never.
You'd think it'd be, it'd be a big convention.
Yeah, I know. It didn't. He was 70. I don't know how he died, but I want to live longer than him. Go.
And before we get too far, I should say that Tom Savino is chiming in.
Oh, good. Is he Twittering?
He's Twittering, and he wants us to know that Jack Ritter was the – or John, is that Jack Ritter?
No, that's
– John Ritter.
John
he
Ritter.
Said Jack Ritter, maybe he meant John Ritter, was the first person my wife met when she enrolled in high school. He greeted new students.
Oh.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, cool.
Hi, Tom.
A lot of people grew up in Los Angeles and around there, like new people who stayed there and became famous. You know Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt. Everyone went to the same high school, didn't they?
Yeah. It's got to be something going on there. But I do know this one.
Go.
Lorraine Warren, she was the famed investigator of paranormal activity, and she researched the Amityville horror hauntings and was in the films, or subject of the films, The Conjuring. And she was 892, April 18th. I know, I love those films. They actually, as you should know and as everyone should know, horror does not, like, scare me, but those films make me jump.
Huh.
It's great. Gotta love to jump.
Well, I wonder where she went, up or down?
She knew. Good question. And will she be communicating back?
Oh, of course. Steve Golan is an Oscar-winning film. He did. He produced Spotlight, which I hear was Best Picture. Was it? I don't know. I heard. I don't know.
It was. According to Matt Raymond, it absolutely was.
Now look at this. We can't. Okay. That's it. We can't do the average. There's no age.
No age. Oh my God.
Now we got one here. We're gonna have to get an average to an average. All right. April to
I'm going to figure it out. You do the next one while I figure it out.
Terry Rawlings also had no age when he died. The British, another one, no age from him. They got tired. The British, he was a sound editor who was the Oscar nominee for Chariots of Fire, died Tuesday, April 23rd.
Well, the last guy died at 64.
He was 64? Okay.
He was 64, and this guy was 86.
Okay, I'm going to put them in those little boxes there, left them out.
Thankfully, they've woken back up for Stephanie Shirk, the Canadian model and actress known for work on CSI Cyber. Oh, I didn't know.
I have no idea.
And in the rom-com Valentine's Day.
She was 43 and nothing. The young people, they just don't do it. You have to, thanks to your work, we find out things. Well, anyway, it's just more depressing the younger they become. But you know what? When they show a picture like that, oh, they said 43 and they have.
Yep, she killed herself too.
Really? CSI Cyber and Valentine's. Wow. Does it say how? No.
It doesn't.
Okay. At the age of 51, Oscar-nominated director John Singleton, Boys in the Hood. That was no. I don't know. Is that a movie? I thought that was a group. Okay, no.
They wouldn't give a group an
Oscar, would they? The 2000 remake of Shaft, and let's face it, the only good thing about the remake of Shaft was that, I'm gonna remember his name, right? My good friend, who played the original Shaft? How can I forget his name? This is one of the nicest men I ever met.
Could you?
And I can't remember his name. He was in it, so they were smart enough to put him in it. Who was he? He had breast cancer. That's an interesting thing about him, and I can't remember his name. Come on, who was the first Shaft? Tom's looking it up right now, right?
We all are.
You're all looking it up. I'm going to hit myself when I don't remember his name. Oh, that's a shame. I don't know whether this is... I don't think, as I said on this show a number of weeks ago, this is not old age. This is overabundance of names, numbers, you know, nouns. I'm suffering from overabundance of nouns. Who was he? Anyone know? Who was the first guy to play Shaft?
Oh, not Samuel L. Jackson.
No. Wow.
There's several Shafts on here. I don't know. I've never seen any of the Shafts.
I think it was the 60s or 70s. Nobody knows 70s Shafts? I can't believe you can't find this one. Am I going to have to look myself because I'm going to feel terrible? I've talked about the guy on the show.
There's a 72.
What is 72? Who's in 72?
I'm
going to punch myself now for this while I'm moving on.
Shaft in Africa.
They did, really? It was that big a series? Well, maybe
Shaft's
he made
big
more.
Score?
Oh, Shaft.
Richard Roundtree?
Yeah, Richard Roundtree. Hello. There you go.
Okay.
Damn. Gosh darn it.
Breast cancer.
And he got over it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I bet you didn't know that Mr. T also had breast cancer once.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I never met Mr. T though. Richard Roundtree was a wonderful guy. And you know, when you found wonderful guys who were at the time famous in Hollywood, It was a nice thing because, you know, a lot of them weren't wonderful. We're still in April here, and at 74, Peter Mayhew? Is that his name?
That is his name.
Mayhew. He played Chewbacca in
Five of the Star Wars.
Did you hear about the controversial? There was something controversial in the new Star Wars thing about Chewbacca and the girl. Did they like make reference to sex or something? Did you hear that?
I didn't hear that, and I just watched it today, so I didn't see any no? Wookiee business going on there.
I read something the other day where there was controversy about it, unless they had it in the original and cut it out.
There were some lesbians kissing in the new one.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be considered anymore.
They cut it out in Japan or something.
They did?
Yeah, because it's illegal.
That's right, because they couldn't put that smudge on it, right? They couldn't.
Exactly. They couldn't do the pornography right. Pixelation.
And yet you go to the store and you get all these hentai things and these, shabas and shubas and shobas. And you just thought, they're an amazing bunch of people. Alvin Sargent, who was never, as far as we know, in the, this guy wrote Ordinary People. And Paper Moon, this guy has got to be a good writer. Yes. Scripts, I don't know if you wrote books, but this guy wrote two absolutely must-see movies. He was 92. See, writers live long. Wait, did That's I not get news. The Chewbacca guy? Did I get his age? 74? Yeah, I did. Okay. Yeah, I didn't see. Here's a name I didn't even know. Maybe I've heard that name before. He was 92. He was he won for Ordinary People, which was, by the way, just like Spotlight, I think it was Film of the Year, and I think that's where Robert Redford won his Oscar for director. Oh, no. You do this because it's Peggy. Well, they showed a picture. You know, they showed a picture of her. Not at 72. They showed her as... Go ahead.
Oh, so you thought, yeah. Peggy Lipton, star of iconic TV series The Mod Squad and part of the ensemble cast of Twin Peaks. She was 72. And it was May 11th when she died.
Well, they didn't start with specific dates, did they? Now, and all of a sudden, they just picked it up. Okay, doesn't matter. You do Doris because I... You do Doris.
Doris Day. I'll do Doris Day. She was the actress in popular 50s and 60s movies, Pillow Talk, Alfred Hitchcock's The Man Who Knew Too Much, and Move Over, Darling, May 13th, 97.
Let's just move on.
Okay. Do you know this guy?
I know Tim Conway, of course.
Tim Conway?
The Emmy-winning comedian and actor who memorably starred
in... Carol Burnett Show, that's where people would know him.
Yeah, you see, and you'd know him from Carol Burnett Show, but you didn't know Carol Burnett from the Gary Moore Show. And that's the
guy? I didn't know she was in that. I don't know why I didn't know she was in that.
Do you even know Gary Moore? Have you ever heard
of him? I do know the Gary Moore, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's...
I didn't know it, so okay. Maybe that's why.
I don't think you were young enough to see it, but...
Well, no, but reruns are wonderful things.
I don't remember... I remember that Tim Conway died just by seeing that, and as far as these two people are concerned, I have no idea, because we're really getting deep into the Hollywood... these are the guys that show up... You know, when they do the remembrances on the Academy Awards, when they do that little spot. Not only do they miss people, which to me is amazing. I don't know how they could miss people, right? But they have people like, he owned a talent agency and he was a casting director. Who would know him? You?
No one knows Tom Jennings, no.
And yet he's 81 years old, has to go on this list.
Has to.
Hello.
I don't know this one either. Ashley Massaro?
I don't either, but she was another... 39. Oh no, 39.
Another WWE superstar.
I'd have gotten in a ring with her, let me tell you.
She looks like somebody that's on your Twitter.
But what is it? Yeah. What does it say?
Here it just says former WWE superstar.
No, I mean, is there anything about age? How she died?
She hanged herself as well.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Must have been a strong rope. Look, she's got some muscles.
She
just a thought, you know.
She had finished answering fan mail, and then she went and hung herself.
Oh, that's a depression thing, I guess. Wow, that's something. I'm amazed. What is this, a cat? What is this?
It's Grumpy Cat, who has died this year.
Launched?
You know Grumpy Cat?
I am not putting 7 into the averages of this. Of this. Forget about Grumpy
we
Cat.
We have had some animals throughout the years.
Grumpy Cat.
Grumpy Cat. The perpetually sad expressioned cat. Memes all over the internet. He did die May 17th at the age of 7.
Stand-up comedian Sammy Shore. I'm moving on.
I don't think we could do cat years in the average. So
this is the co-founder of the Comedy Store in Los Angeles. He was 92. The Comedy Store. Comedy Store. Yeah. I don't know this guy. I don't know. Co-founder. Mm-hmm. And the original founder was, forget it. Now I'm going to start to go searching for names. It's too late now. Names are just going crazy with me. Go ahead. You know this guy?
Too late. I don't know this guy. Gabriel Diniz, a Brazilian pop star, died in a plane crash May 27th at the age of 28.
Well, that's the first plane crash in a long time that's taken a person, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Rare.
Carmine Caridi, an actor who appeared in a key role of The Godfather Part II. Okay, we're going to have to know this. What? As well as The Godfather Part III was 85. And from this picture, and how many times I've seen Godfather 2 and 3. I don't know who this guy is. We're going to have to look him up. Not now. Okay.
Okay. Johnny Planko, a former WME agent and co-founder of management production company Parsegian Planko, died June 2nd.
He died with no age, and we don't know which one. There's three people in this picture. It's a Johnny, no, could be the girl's name too, right?
He could, yes.
Who
could
is
be,
it?
Oh, he's the older guy.
How do you know?
Because I just looked.
Oh, you looked, okay. I'm going to say they don't have his age here. So.
Googling like mad, okay.
Well, if you looked it up, what the heck was his age? Does it say?
He was not well enough known to have his age like plastered right here.
It's not even there?
He was 79.
Okay.
That's, yeah, hard. I had to dig.
All right. Well, that's what, that, you do that so well.
Thanks.
And we dig you. We dig you too. This is a roll call from the Bone Garden, as if it could be anything else that ever broadcast over the interweb, where
if
now.
You don't know what you're listening to yet.
Everybody has a podcast. Everybody. And dumb people like Jimmy Kimmel's old partner teaches you how to have a podcast. Okay, Todd Tongan? Look at this. Pete, look at this. Remembering Todd. This picture. Well, we talk about that because they don't know. Longtime anchor and reporter at Florida's WPLG was 56. I don't know. I guess he did news and.
Must have been a great news guy.
Yeah, to get on this list. Oh, I know. I was talking about him the other day because I watched The Last Waltz again. You just can't call. I mean, Dr. John, whose real name was Christina Aguilera. No, that's not right. He collaborated with the likes of everybody. Dr. John was a great piano player and he was a Louisiana mainstay. He was a great guy. He did some great songs there too. He was only 77, Dr. John. If you get to see him, if you get to see a 1978 movie produced, directed, whatever, by Martin Scorsese called The Last Waltz, which I don't like to look at because that was a celebration of the last concert of the group, the band, and that was 1978. And that was the last, you know, three of them are dead. So, you'll get to see a great performance by Dr. John. I don't know where else he would be in movies or what have you. There you go. Who's this guy, you know?
I don't know him, and no. It just goes to show we feature all sorts of people on the Bone Garden. June 8th, Max Sainz, he died, and he was the Endeavor Content TV executive. and he had a pre-existing heart condition, and he got on the list.
The Endeavor content TV exec?
Apparently, yes. Can you believe it?
It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. I don't even know what is that. Anyway, Sylvia Miles, you know Sylvia.
She's fabulous. She looks fabulous the day she died, obviously.
God, she looks prettier in this picture than she did in that movie. Boy, horrible in that movie, I thought. Anyway.
Midnight Cowboy, Farewell My Lovely. She was a 2-time Oscar nominee. Yeah. Died Wednesday, June 12th, at the age of 94, and looking fabulous.
Yeah.
You should go Google her. Look at her, the old fabulous woman.
Uh-oh. 54, Edith Gonzalez, the Mexican telenovela star. A telenovela.
Oh, so she's one of those people that is yelling on a telenovela.
Telenovela is a, what? No, it's a television novella.
Yeah. It's like the Spanish soap opera, the Mexican soap opera.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's they're yelling. They're always yelling and having such dramatic.
Listen to this. But wait, read, look at it. Listen, Thursday, June 13th, according to reports. So in other words, she might not be dead.
She may not.
Aren't all of these according to reports?
Just because these people that use all this excess language.
But were any of them reported by Max Sayans? That's the question. Oh, go ahead. You got Franco Zeffirelli, of course.
Also a 2-time Oscar nominee. Yeah.
His Romeo and Juliet was probably the most commercial, I guess.
96, that's not bad.
No, this is though.
Catherine Textor, yeah. Longtime 60 Minutes producer who worked closely with Morley Safer during his final years, died June 14th battle with cancer, and she was 45.
I don't like to make that sound.
Oh, here's
go ahead.
Here's one. Here's Anderson Cooper's mom.
Yes.
Gloria Vanderbilt.
Yes.
Fashion designer, actress, heiress, artist, and Anderson Cooper's mom.
Who knew that before last year or something? I didn't know that, did you?
I didn't know that either. I didn't know that. I don't think I knew that until she died.
Okay.
No idea. Because I'm not really, not an Anderson fan.
No, well, you know, you listen to Spotify and...
busy.
Had some things to do. Milton Kwan, is it Kwan? Oh, one of the last, oh God, this is one of the guys who, one of the last surviving members of the animation team during the Walt Disney Studios golden age. He died, he was 105.
Ooh, wow.
Now, that is gonna be, that's gonna really skew the average, you know, the highest and the lowest, but that means this was probably one of the guys. I'll tell this story very quickly, because we're here at 10:30, and not that
please.
Okay, he was one of the original guys who did the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, so that, you know, really going back, because it was 105, right? The golden age was, you know, Sleeping Beauty and all the others, right? Those Cinderella and things like that.
Right.
These guys got so bored doing it, and they enjoyed doing it, but they got so bored that on the side with the Snow White, now this, I believe, is not a legend, which means it's true, okay? And it can be verified. That for their own amusement while they were doing that, I guess, groundbreaking animation for the time, because there were no feature films, you know, not like today, they made a pornographic, a short pornographic to Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs for themselves. Uh-huh.
Wonderful.
Just for themselves. Just to keep them sane. Think about that for a second. That would keep them sane and occupied.
I love that.
And they would, I guess Walt never found out about it. He would probably had to fire them all or either whip them or do something that Disney would do at the time. But isn't that something? And he's got to be one of the last guy, you know? So, maybe they buried his, copy of the,
along with him. Seven Dwarf Porn with Milton Kwan.
Go ahead. I don't know him, this guy. I know one of, you know, go ahead.
Elliot Roberts, music manager who shepherded the careers of iconic artists including Joni Mitchell and Neil Young. June 21st, he was 76.
Yeah, I don't know. He was a manager. Music manager. I don't know a lot of those managers. I have no idea. He was probably pissed because Neil Diamond, Neil Young, you know, if you look into his, he almost died like 5 times. He almost died more times than I almost died.
Wow.
Now, this guy must be pissed because he's still alive. He can't be pissed. He's dead. But you know what I'm saying. You got an idea of what's going on. Beth Chapman, the wife of Dwayne Dog the Bounty Hunter, died. She was 51. Now, listen, Dwayne, was he a vet? What is he?
He's a bounty hunter. He's on TV.
Oh, he does a show. Okay.
Yeah, they do a show. And her death was, like, epic. It was, like, all over Twitter.
Wow. Dwayne Dog. Now, at least it's not Dwayne Dwayney, or whatever, you know, it's a real name to put into quotes. Not
at least it's worthy of quotes.
James Jim, you know, and I like Robert Bob, you know, we're all such idiots. Okay.
Go on. Billy Drago, those whom would see him would know him. Yeah. From the, Untouchables, and he was always the scary guy. He was in, The Hills Have Eyes, the remake of The Hills Have Eyes. Loved him.
Yeah, he'll always be known for that, The Untouchables, playing Frank Nitti. Ben Barinholtz was another distributor, producer, another guy with money. He launched the careers of David Lynch and the Coen brothers.
Good for him.
You know what that means? He gave them money.
Money.
He launched, and they just so happened to, you know, do well. Lord knows how many dollars he wasted on people who didn't make it. Only, you know, there but for the grace of...
And then he just kept throwing the money at him. And eventually, somebody made it.
And on the Annie, director, lyricist, creator, lyricist, and director of the musical Annie. But let's not forget that Annie is based on the old-time classic comic strip, Little Orphan Annie. So this guy's going to get credit for taking that character. See, he's getting all the credit.
Right.
Well, he should. He just adapted Little Orphan Annie, and then, you know, he wrote Tomorrow. Because he's the lyricist, and he didn't write the music. Shouldn't be putting him down. I'm just saying, you know. Let's not forget the origins of this. Okay, I didn't know he died.
Artie?
Yeah, Artie Johnson.
Yeah, Artie Johnson, the writer, won an Emmy for his work on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. Loved Laugh-In.
I just punched me. What happened?
Ow.
Is this still on? Yeah. Okay. I was just looking at there's so many screens on top of you. I didn't know Artie Johnson died. He was 90.
And then Cameron Boyce, a very young 20 years old, died. He was on the Disney Channel series Jesse and the Descendants movies. July 6th.
Ow.
He had a health issue that, he died, and it was like he was alone, unfortunately. So no one found him in time.
Oh, they could have saved him, you mean? But
I believe they could have, yes. I didn't even look it up. I just kind of remember that from.
Well, those of us who live alone are discomforted by that.
Yes, we are.
Eddie Jones, veteran actor. He was in what? Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. He played Jonathan Kent. Oh, he played Kent's, okay, fine. He was 84. I don't know a lot of these things because haven't watched a lot of this stuff, but he sure is not. He certainly doesn't look happy.
No.
Go ahead.
Neither does Denise Nickerson, the child actress best known for playing Violet Beauregard in the 71 classic Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Wow.
She was only 62.
Wow. I mean, everybody, and there's that little circle picture of her. It's amazing that so many people get in here. Oh no, this guy didn't die, did he?
No, this dog died.
Oh, the dog. Oh, okay, because
there's a guy holding a dog.
Oh, Cheddar, the dog. Oh, come on, the dog from the Brooklyn Nine-Nine. No, I'm not going down here. It's Emily Hartridge, a YouTube personality.
Oh,
do you know her?
I don't.
You didn't look up what she does?
I didn't.
Did?
I skipped right over her.
And she's standing in front of a Comedy Central backdrop with Friends. I don't know what that means.
She died in an electric scooter accident with a lorry in southwest London.
Oh, my goodness. What did she do on YouTube?
Oh, it says the 35-year-old was one of the first wave social media stars. Bite me. Whatever. She was not.
Right?
I don't know her, was not first
now
wave.
Now we've upset the artist D. Now the truth comes out. I'm not the only villain with bad thoughts, am I?
No. You're not the only villain of the origins of the internet.
That's not at all.
And
wow.
Radio or social media.
Yeah. Well, now you know, people. See, we were here. Dee and I were here. Now, at the time, we weren't even together. We were here, and
We did not know Emily Hartridge.
No. So, nor would she would have known.
35. She wasn't even old enough to be a first wave social media.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right? I know. Come on. Hey, I got her.
Hey.
I got her doubled. I don't mean it that way. Stefan Verona died. He was 78 and he produced The Lords of Flatbush. That was a movie that generated a couple of those guys, Stallone and the other guy. The guy, the dyslexic. Oh, look. David Hedison died? I just saw the picture and I know. I didn't know. He was 92. David Hedison he was in like so many things when I was growing up. And he was in Voyager. Oh, there it says Voyager to the Bottom of the Sea. He was one of these seven people, or there were seven, who played the character Felix Leiter in the James Bond.
Okay.
He played in one or two of them. And he's in line. He was in the original, okay? He was the guy who became the fly in the original The Fly movie. He was seen the original.
There's a factoid I didn't realize.
With Vincent Price, the original The Fly. He's the doctor who became the fly.
Help me!
That's him, yeah. 92 of us.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Rutger Hauer, Dutch actor, best known as the tragic villain on Ridley Scott's Blade Runner.
Oh, I never saw it. I never saw Blade Runner.
You know, me neither. And I want to watch the sequel or the last one came out, but I never saw the first one.
That's all they talk about. I don't know. They talk about it like it's something.
Allegedly, his role in it was amazing, from what people kept talking.
It goes to show you that there are things you and I or individuals like love and cherish as pieces of pop culture, and nobody else knows them. And then they're the ones that have gigantic followings, and we go, yeah, no, I never saw that. I don't know that one. It just doesn't.
It's just, it's a very good illustration of how things are.
Oh, here's not my favorite voice. We all know who my favorite voice lady was in my life, who I had the privilege of meeting, but I never met Russi Taylor. And I'll bet you 9 out of 10 people, if you ask them, who's the voice of Minnie Mouse? And no one would know.
No, I would have thought it was Mickey. Did Mickey, I would have thought they would have done Minnie, too.
They didn't sound much different.
I didn't think you needed a woman for Minnie.
She was 70.
But she was Minnie Mouse, and
75.
She's dead.
We're in July here? Oh, boy.
July 27th.
Okay, Richard Fox, owned Fox Theaters, and he was 28. No, he was 9. That was July 28th. We don't care about it.
He was
90. Come on, lightning round. Here we go. Go.
Harold Prince. He produced and directed Broadway musicals. Died at 91. Nothing good here.
Anyone we know? No, we don't know. Steven Sondheim. Things. No. Okay, fine. Harley Race. Harley Race is his name. Pro wrestling. He was 76. Lung cancer because they used to allow smoking inside of the rings. Go.
D.A. Pennymaker, a prolific documentary filmmaker and chronicler in the 60s. Counterculture, died August 1st at 94.
Yeah, a lot of people who did filmmaking knew of him in the... Tony Morrison was a novelist, essayist, and teacher. 88. Why don't you write? They should tell you what they wrote. Okay.
She wrote a lot of inspirational poetry.
It's a good list. I'm sorry.
It is a good list.
Go ahead.
Peter Fonda, yeah. Two-time Oscar nominee of Easy Rider and Ulysses Gold. And he was also Jane Fonda's brother.
Yes, and he found a Jack Nicholson. So let's not forget that.
Let us never forget that. He was 79, and it was August 16th.
What happened?
Oh, this guy, Richard Williams, died. He was the animator who created Roger Rabbit.
Okay.
86.
All right. He created him. I wonder if he was an animator. There you go. Okay, fine. Kip Adada. Hey, I said that, and I know that Tom just went, yeah, we just knew that name. We didn't know this guy as well as, but everyone knew that name. His name, he's a comedian, right? Hey, Kip Adada's there. What a great name. This guy really branded himself. And I can't tell you one joke he wrote or any time I saw him. Isn't that something? And yet, you say Kip Adada, and it's like,
Yeah.
Oh, he's a guy no one liked. Oh.
David Koch, the billionaire industrialist and philanthropist whose family empire has wielded significant political influence with the conservatives, died on August 23rd at the age of 79.
Isabel Toledo was a fashion designer, and she did a lot of fashions for First Lady Michelle Obama. And she died 59 of breast cancer.
Jesse Combs, the former Mythbusters star and professional race car driver, died on August 27th while attempting to break her own land speed record, of which she, I guess, did not.
In
she
a car? 30... Oh, she died in an accident then.
Although, in fact, she did break her own land speed record, but in a different way.
Oh, Valerie.
Land speed,
Valerie Harper died as the cast of those iconic sitcoms were falling left and right, from Mary Tyler Moore and those. She was 80. Go ahead.
Good night, Rhoda. Gordon Bresick, an Emmy-winning writer best known for his work on 90s animated classics Tiny Toons, Pinky and the Brain, The Animaniacs. August 30th is when he died at the age of 68.
That's a lot of work for a guy who was, in 68. It's a lot of things to remember by. Franco Colombo. Oh, Columbu. Columbu, that's obviously one of those spellings.
Yes.
The man Arnold Schwarzenegger called my best friend. You got your friends. You got the friends of the friends. You got the ones who know the friends. And you got the ones who are with you. The ones who are not with you. And that's him. He died of, he was 78. You got your 78. You got your 78. The some are the 82. Some of them are 53. Some. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Peter Lindbergh.
I just like doing that.
I know.
I do. Sometimes when I'm washing the dishes, I do. You got your fork. You clean your fork, and then you put the fork in the spoon together. Go ahead.
Peter Lindbergh died 74 on September 4th. He dressed and shot. No, he didn't dress anyone. He shot photographically supermodels.
And he got away with it.
He got away with it. That's why I had to say photographically.
I know
shot.
You were trying because these are horrible, horrible writers. Chris March was a fashion designer. He was in the Project Runway. He was a Bravo series Project Runway. He got costumes for Madonna, Lady Gaga, and Beyonce. He was 56.
One that should.
What?
Do you have more to say about that?
No, that's it.
No, okay. Here's one that should strike deeply within older children, like myself and hey, maybe one of your sons.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not Matt, but maybe the other one.
Matt.
The other one.
Raymond Zimmerman?
Raymond Zimmerman, yes.
Oh, God. Yeah, go ahead.
Robert Axelrod, which no one would know by name, I don't think, but he was Lord Zedd in the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
I don't
back
think
in the 90s.
I don't think either of my boys watched that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So disappointed. I mean, Matt wasn't even born yet.
Matt wasn't born. Right. John Wesley passed away at 72. He was on the Jamie Foxx show, Frasier, and Prince of Bel-Air. For those of you who know those shows, Mart, I'll go this one here, Mark Martin, a friend and collaborator of Martin Scorsese, who wrote, helped him write Mean Streets of New York, New York, Raging Bull, died at 84. New York, New York was no one knows that movie. Robert De Niro and Liza Minnelli. And the only thing anyone knows about that movie is the song New York, yeah. New York. Yeah?
Holy
what a horrible movie. Okay, go.
Eddie Money, Take Me Home Tonight, singer-songwriter. It was the... What was he in? It was just Eddie Money, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was just... No, he was the Eddie Money man.
Oh, okay, well, everybody knows Eddie Money. September 13th, at the age of 70.
Wow, and then here's where we're getting closer. Rick Ocasek. I had no idea this guy was so wealthy. There was a story the other day about Rick Ocasek. And he left nothing to his wife.
Ouch.
Nothing. And I don't know if that's his sixth wife or whatever. I don't know. He was 75, and we have no idea who drove him home.
Nope. Brian Turk, the actor who appeared in HBO's Carnival, which is the only time I saw him. He was the strong guy in Carnival. He died September 13th at the age of 49 of cancer.
Suzanne Wang. I'm not making that up. It's W-H-A-N-G. Wahang. Wahang. I don't know how you would say that. We'll have to ask Phil Hong next time we do. She was the host of House Hunters. For, look at this, 1999 to 2011. She had a steady job. Yeah. Only 56. Oh.
I know.
Here's one we all know.
We know Cokie Roberts, sure. Longtime NPR and ABC news journalist, died September 17th after a breast cancer fight. She was 75.
This guy I knew, didn't know him, I mean, but this is a guy a lot of people don't know, Robert Hunter. Was a guy who wrote all of the lyrics and some of the songs of the Grateful Dead, and who always get credit for doing their own stuff. But this guy, for some reason or other, he actually one of the only people ever collaborate is the word with Bob Dylan on songs. It was actually Bob Dylan needed a lyricist. Think about that for a second.
Wow.
Robert Hunter was 78. Go.
Jack Ghilardi, longtime ICM partner agent who represented Hollywood legends such as Burt Reynolds, Sylvester Stallone, Jerry Lewis, Raymond Fine. Charlton Heston died September 19th. He was 88.
This lady is Jessie, spelled like never have I seen the name Jessie spelled, was an opera singer. I replaced
her. Fabulous.
One of the great sopranos of the last five decades. I feel like an idiot that I don't even know the name. I got to tell you that. Not because I want to, you know, be highfalutin or anything. But, you know, if you name, you know, if you know a couple of opera people, you should, you know, be varied enough to know Jessie Norman. I don't know her.
Me neither. Yeah. I'm saddened by that fact. Wayne Fitzgerald, a prolific Hollywood title designer, whose notable works included The Godfather sequels, Total Recall, and Dick Tracy. One of my favorites. You mumbled that. September 30th, he had over 460 listed credits at the age of 89. What was a title designer? Does that mean he designed the title work?
Yes, it does mean that.
That's neat.
Like the guy who was originally, I forgot his name, but there's one guy who was originally did all those early James Bond ones. Maurice Binder, that's it. That's his name. Maurice Binder and he became a title designer. That's what they did. So, you know, who knew, right? There's a million ways to make a living.
There are.
And Kim Shattuck knew, because she was a songwriter for the 90s punk. Okay, God, you do this because you know her. Go ahead.
The punk band The Muffs died on October 2nd. Long-time battle with ALS. Her music was featured on Clueless and Angus, and she inspired a character on the HBO comedy series Mr. Show.
And she has no age. Of death.
No age, but she appeared to be younger.
Well, you don't know with these pictures. We're into October now. Paul LeBlanc, Oscar-winning hairstylist. Paul LeBlanc, 73. Javier Bardem's bowl cut in No Country for Old Men. I don't think he wanted us to know that was his like main thing. But go ahead.
And Carrie Fisher's braids.
Yeah, go on. Move. Let's move. Lightning round.
Diane Carroll, first African-American woman to star as a non-servant on the TV series. It doesn't even say the TV series, but she was on Dynasty, October 4th from cancer. She was 84.
Ginger Baker, the drummer and third member of Cream, was 80. It goes to show you how old he was when I saw him at the Cafe Go-Go. No one knew him. And here he is on the list. Oh, here's, we both love him, yes, don't we?
We do. We both Rip Taylor, him. An inspiration to all of us.
Absolutely.
Flamboyant comedian. October 6th, 84. Did you know him?
I did not know him. I just heard nothing.
He's one that you just think you would.
I think once or twice he might have been at one of those things or, you know, whatever, but I never had a direct, but I laughed at him. He was a funny guy.
He looked fun,
and
yes.
He always carried around a bag of confetti, which is a fun thing. And, you know, eventually you'd be known for that. Yeah. Robert Forster, he was in one of Quentin Tarantino's movies. And, I don't really think we need to talk a lot about that. Go ahead.
No, we can talk about Sam Bobrick, creator of NBC comedy series Saved by the Bell and writer for the Andy Griffith Show, October 11th, he was 87.
Scott Bowers was 96. And what'd he do? I don't know anything about this guy.
No, he was the subject of a documentary that we never heard of. And he's famous for secretly procuring gay sex workers.
Oh, it's Scotty!
Oh, that guy!
Yeah, that guy! Yeah. You saw that, right? You saw.
I did see that.
That
yes.
was a remarkable. What I found most remarkable about that was that there was so much of that I knew about. It was later, but I knew a lot of that stuff, and I went, "That's right. They used to talk about the, you know, some things you thought were rumors, some things mm-hmm. you thought were legends, but they weren't. Right. They were true." This guy, it's called the World According to Scotty or the People.
Scotty and the Secret History of Hollywood.
There it is. Everybody, you've got to see it. It's just absolutely amazing to think that there are things today that are just out and out lies that people believe so strongly, and there were, and this stuff was kept secret. Don't ask me how that happened. It's another world, another time. John Clark died. He was 88. Yeah, it's a great documentary. I think it was on one of those things. John Clark, and then we move along. And we go a couple
Days of Our Lives. Bill Macy. Mm. He was B. Arthur's husband, Walter Findlay, on Maud, and he appeared on The Jerk.
Yeah, he was in The Jerk. He was the guy who helped him find out that thing. So Elijah Cummings was 68 and always thought I was shocked. I was more shocked to find out he was only 68.
That was crazy.
Yeah, one of the Democratic congressmen who walked across the bridge in Selma and what have you. Robert Evans, I know way too much about, and he should have been. I think he was in the Scotty he was in the Scotty documentary. He produced another guy. He produced money and stuff, Chinatown and things about The Godfather. He's the guy who almost fired Coppola for while he was doing the film. Go figure that one, huh? Did I write him here? 89, I gotta write him down. I'm running out of room on this piece of paper. Who's this? You know,
we're running out of time. John Witherspoon, a prolific character actor on Hollywood Shuffle and Friday franchise, October 29th.
I don't know either of those. Go ahead. Go. Yeah.
Bernard Slade, Oscar-nominated writer, playwright of the creator of The Partridge Family, October 30th from dementia.
Which he had, by the way, while he was writing The Partridge Family.
Partridge Family.
Rudy Bosch. Is that you, Bosch?
I go with that.
One of the finalists on the original season of Survivor. He's 91. Yeah, well, apparently he survived well, didn't he?
He did. Brian Tarantino, who appeared as a character actor on The Gilmore Girls, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Heroes, Law and Order, and The Good Wife. He was found dead by New York City police. Who knows how?
This was recently because the next, I just saw the second season of Mrs. Maisel. It was a wonderful show. And I guess he did a lot of that other stuff too. But, okay. Virginia Leith was in Stanley Kubrick's first film, Fear or Desire. And she was a lead. She was a lead in one of these great movies that we always talk about. The Brain That Wouldn't Die. 94. I'll give you one to Tom Savino. if nobody else. Tom, The Brain That Wouldn't Die, which has no reference, because it was many years ago, to our current president. Okay. here we go.
That was very Tom Savino. Laurel Griggs is 13-year-old
Oh,
actress.
No, I got 13. Oh, no. And, go ahead.
And she was in Broadway musical once and on several Saturday Night Live sketches. She had suffered a severe asthma attack.
Oh, man. I know. William Withersole was 88. What did he do? He was in The Young and the Restless.
Yes.
Two things. He is neither right now. go ahead. Rick Ludwin. I'll do Rick Ludwin here. He was NBC executive. He was 71. Go. Next.
Lawrence G. Paul, Oscar-nominated action designer for films like Blade Runner and Back to the Future. He died in La Jolla, November 10th. He was 81.
He was 81. I got to run out of room here. Okay.
Here's a classic guy.
I do? Really? Who?
Yeah,
oh,
Michael
yeah.
J. Pollard.
Michael
he
J.
was an
Pollard.
Oscar nominee. Yeah. He was in Bonnie and Clyde, but he was also, as I know him, in House of a Thousand Corpses and a couple other scary things. He was really good.
Yeah, he was around a lot long. He didn't do a lot of other stuff we know about. Harry Morton was what? He owned the, he founded Mexico. I didn't know there was a pink, is there Pink Tacos down
there's
there?
There's a Pink Taco in L.A.
Tom, do they have Pink Tacos now down there in, I guess I never heard of it.
He's a Mexican food restaurant chain. Yeah. It's called Pink Taco, and he was the founder.
Yeah.
And he is dead at 38.
I'll write this 94. You tell me who is
too
this
many,
person.
Is it too many tacos?
John know. Simon. Who is he? Oh, he's the, oh, he's the, oh yeah, I know. Okay, I know. He's a literary critic and films and stuff. Yeah, right. And he was around a long time. 94. Who's this?
Goo Hara.
Goo Hara.
Pop singer, best known for her work in the K-pop girl group Kara.
Yeah.
She was 28, and wow. She also committed suicide.
Oh, she committed Harry Carey.
Harry Carey.
Goo Hara. Wow. I don't get it, but let's move on.
Clive James, president of ITV, and also worked as a prolific poet and TV critic of cancer at 80. November 24th.
We're almost here now. Frank Biondi Jr. was 74. He was a CEO of Universal. Go.
Gary Rhodes, celebrity chef who hosted TV shows including MasterChef, Hell's Kitchen, and Roads Around Britain, died at 59. November from 26th.
Well, I hope he didn't die from something he cooked himself. That would be horrible.
Hope it wasn't something he ate.
They're same. See, I said it the wrong way. Here's Godfrey Gao, who looks like, oh, it doesn't look like it's his arm. I know people can't appreciate this, right? Look at that odd thing. Godfrey Gao, G-A-O, it's Gao. I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong. It's Taiwanese. He is what? He was an actor, model actor. He broke stereotypes for Asian men in the worlds of fashion and entertainment. He was only 35.
Shelley Morrison, as people will know her from Will and Grace, she was the maid, but she also was on Funny Girl, Fools Rush In, and The Flying Nun. She died December 1st at 83.
Was in The Flying Nun. You just don't, that cast, you just don't remember them.
Don't remember them.
You don't. DC Fontana? Know her? She was 80. What'd she do?
I didn't know her, but she was a longtime writer on Star Trek, the original series.
Huh.
And also Next Generation and Deep Space Nine.
Deep Space, I don't know. Cha In-ha, a South Korean actor, starred in Love with Flaws. He was only 27. Why do we have these Asians dying so young?
I don't know.
I don't, did
seems
he?
Problematic. I didn't even look those guys up.
Come on, here's December. Let's Leonard, get
Leonard Goldberg, a longtime TV executive, served as president of 20th Century Fox for 2 years, and he died on December 4th.
We know this guy, Ron Liebman. I thought Ron Liebman died earlier than, you know, earlier than 2019. He was in many, many movies. I must say, I know him more, many movies. And I'm trying to think of what? The one? I mean, the one that, she won an Academy Award, She won one of her Academy Awards, the young lady whose bones hurt and she sells bone medicine. Come on, come on.
Of course, that one.
She's got a bio out now. Her stepfather was the Range Rider on TV, Jacques Mahoney. Come on, who is she? Quick, she was a flying nun, for God's sake.
Oh,
someone, please help me. I know everything about her except her name.
You know, you mean...
The movie was Norma Rae. Come on, everybody.
Sally Field.
Thank you very much. We move on. Ron Liebman was 82. Wow, he was 82. Okay.
82. And then, of course, everyone knows Big Bird died. Carol Spiney, who played Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch, and I'm sure many others. He died December 8th.
Died on my birthday.
Oh.
85, huh? A rapper, another rapper. Juice WRLD.
Here's one for you.
Capital W, capital R, capital L, capital D. Juice WRLD. Chicago, WRLD. I don't know how they want to say that. He was 21. Did he get shot?
I didn't even check, but.
I don't know either. I don't know. It doesn't say. Oh, he had a seizure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, just say seizure. What does that mean? Is that your brain blows or is that an aneurysm? What is a seizure? How do you die from a seizure? Well, that'll be next week, Joe, our first show of no, it won't be. Go ahead. I don't even want to pronounce this French name.
It's René Auberjonnes.
Thank you.
He was
the
actor known. You're welcome. He was Odo on Star Trek Deep Space Nine, one of my favorites. And he was also on MASH.
No, he wasn't on MASH. He was in the movie, the original movie.
Oh, the film.
Yeah.
Okay. And in Benson, he was the,
I wrote him down.
79. He was awesome.
Marie Fredriksson, Swedish singer from the pop duo Roxette, alongside Per Gessle. We didn't know her. She was only 61.
Really?
But she was a pop singer. She died there. We're moving along. Here's a young boy.
Well, though he was 55 when he died.
Okay, I'm sorry. They got a picture of him.
But the only time we remember him from is when he was on Alice. Philip McKeon was Tommy on Alice. And he was also on a bunch of other 80s shows like The Love Boat and Fantasy Island. But he died at 55. It was very unexpected and sad.
The second reference to The Love Boat in one roll call. That's weird. We know this happened. Danny Aiello just died recently. He's one of those guys who was never, a huge star, but everyone knew him, right? You see him?
Yes.
Everyone knew him.
Always all over the place.
Saw those movies. How about Anna Karenina? You know Anna Karenina?
Anna Karenina, the Danish star of the French New Wave films. A Woman is a Woman, Alphaville.
Is it Karenina? Like in the book?
That's what I was thinking, but I don't know.
Anna Karenina. I never got that straight.
No. 79.
Who's Choi? Choi Bravo?
Choi Bravo.
Oh, that's the one on the Chelsea? He's dead.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I didn't hear that one either. I'm not watching enough TV or I'm watching too much. Here's next.
Claudine Auger,
Miss
France, and French actress best known for playing Bond girl Domino in Thunderball.
She was the Thunderball girl. And you may also like the... Oh, that's it.
That's it.
That's all we have until today.
I know some people died last week or so, but...
We didn't have them down there.
We didn't have them down.
Well, once again, though, we have topped everyone with this particular... Roll call from the Bone Garden. I don't mean to, it's not like we have to run away. So if there's anything else, I just, let's just call it a day or call it a night. Anything else to say? Give me some more. Every week I, when I'm touting, even I was touting for the Christmas holidays and Christmas gifts. Anybody who's been on the show, whoever wrote a book that is available on Amazon, and I've been put you on the list.
Thank you.
Are they still there, right, all the books?
They're still there, yes. I think there are now only two books available, but the one most important one, In Bed With Myself, The Making of the Internet's First Superstar, is on Amazon.
Is that the one I'm in? Am I in that one?
Yeah, you're in that one.
That is the most important book. You're right.
That is the most important one as of late, and apparently it's free on Kindle. So
really?
A Kindle thing. It says so. I don't know how they get away with that. But.
Well, I cheat you. That's what they do.
Yeah.
That's how they get. I mean, how do they get away with cheating you? I don't know how that's possible. Certainly you haven't lived long enough to have your copyright run out.
No, so I don't know. No. I don't know if anyone ever buys, but everyone should. And
the shows again?
The shows, juicedtalk.com.
Well, but we're all on Juiced Talk. What is your Juiced Talk? What are you doing new? What Saturday morning with Anna, Anne Marie, or what?
Anne Marie, Coffee House, KAWFEE Haas. That's Saturdays or Sundays. It's posted weekly on Juiced and also Spotify.
And there's no two shows?
There's the private conversations with the artist D, but that's every once in a while.
Oh, okay.
Whenever I get the idea to interview another wonderful person on the planet.
Well, keep us posted.
I do so. Yeah. I'm working on one, but it's just, you know, it's hard to get on and do this, you know?
I don't know. I just do it. I don't. I just do it.
It's been so long. You just stop thinking about it.
Well, I didn't think about it in the first place. It was one of the conditions. I said, well, I'm going to do this again. I'm just going to do whatever the hell I do. So anyway, again, there goes another year. And there goes another decade, my friend.
And I think that I wasn't keeping track of the ages like you, but I do note that our oldest was 105. And our youngest was a 7-year-old cat.
No, 13. No cats, no animals. You want to go listen to an Anais Morissette show if you want to hear. Is that her? That's not her. Who does the commercial in the middle of the night? I keep telling her I can't be responsible for all these dogs. I'm sorry. It's only 19 cents a day. Come on. Why do I have to? Don't make me feel guilty. I can't do it. The point is, the artist D is around, and we'll be back on this show when we, in as long as we do it in the 20s, Y2K plus 20 and on. We'll think of other things.
Oh, yeah. And that's what Tom Savino is saying on Twitter is he's thanking us and hoping that we'll all be here in the 2020 episode to hear the 2020 episode.
Yes.
And he's sharing an Elizabeth Warren link. So I think he's trying to tell us that he hopes that we'll be surviving the political apocalypse.
Yeah, we'll get through. We've been, him and I have been through worse than this, but the point is, okay, Tom, we will talk. I will talk to him personally and, we'll have him on the show again. I've been trying to do that, but he's, it's been difficult. On a bunch of other things that are going to happen. I'll tell you about it. And when we start 2020, new guests, old guests, all sorts of stuff going on.
Are you doing the first show of the year with the person?
Oh, I want to
usually on.
No, but on New Year's Eve, I'm going to be on the Jiggy Jaguar show, and that's always a treat. Always a treat because he gets other guests. It's a panel, and
And last year you pissed everybody off.
Oh yeah, it's always interesting to listen to the Jiggy Jaguar show I'm on, and everybody who hates me is on. Also,
fabulous.
It doesn't bother me in one bit. In the meantime, in between time, that's where we're at. Thank you.
Thank you. And go to theartistd.com for all the links for me.
You got it. That's where everyone else will do it. So I'm going to put on the theme. You won't hear it, but we'll talk. You and I will talk.
We will. Thank you. Happy 2020.
Happy New Year to you too, dear. Talk to you. I'm going to turn this off though. Is it going there? There you go. So much for Skype. There you go. And let's do our best like we know. We all do our best to stay alive. This elongated version of Cthulhu Chronicles has been the roll call from the Bone Guard with my co-host of Normality. Normal co-host. Not normal. Okay. And that is right there. Happy New Year, everyone. Put this one into the time capsule or what have you. And we'll hope to see you next week. CthulhuChronicles.blogspot.com. Go buy the books. Go do what you got to do and start the new year off safely, healthy, and then, live on. Stay alive. Stay awake. Good night, Mrs. Ernstweil, wherever you may be located tonight. We've said a lot. Made a lot of names, did a lot of talk, but the talking is over. Because I have nothing else to say.